Who's ready for the perfect treat to top off this spooktacular Halloween?
What is it, Uncle Mickey?
The ultimate
scary story.
Welcome to the Mickey Shorts and More Halloween Spooktacular.
Welcome everyone to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. This is our first annual epic Halloween spooktacular. I am your host. My name is Steve.
My name's Keaton.
And we are excited to be with you tonight to talk all things Halloween and Mickey Mouse. Keaton, how has your Halloween season gone so far?
Good. We went pumpkin carving.
Yes, we just got back from a pumpkin carving party. And Keaton, tell me about your pumpkin.
Well, there's a sad face like this.
Yeah, except they can't see that in the podcast.
Okay. It was sad, really scared. And it was scared because I put a spider on there.
Yes. So on one side, you have a spooky face. And on another side, you have a scary spider.
Yes.
Double the thrills for your pumpkining this year. Do you remember the character that I put on my pumpkin this year?
Boogie Boogie.
Close. Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie.
There you go. From
Haunted Mansion.
Well, from Haunted Mansion Holiday and The Nightmare Before Christmas. Hopefully everyone's having a great Halloween season. I know we've had a lot of spooky fun the last few weeks. Like you said, we just got back from a pumpkin carving contest. The last few nights, I've been scaring children as a messed up zombie Santa Claus at a local holiday haunted house. So my voice is a little fried today because I've been doing so much evil talking to the little naughty children.
Kids.
One night Keaton came out, and yes, he did help me out a little bit. Ah, my goodness, making so many spooky noises.
And at the haunted house, there was a ginormous saw.
There was. In one room, there's a big saw. We were cutting things up. It wasn't a real saw, but, you know, all made out of foam. But that's okay.
You spinned it, though.
Yep. It looked real and it scared lots of people. So that's what it's all about. But well, here's what we want to do, because tonight's going to be a little bit different from our regular scheduled program. First of all, we are jumping forward in time simply because we want to record this episode for Halloween. So we are skipping ahead, way, way, way ahead. The original air date for the episode we are covering tonight was October 8th, 2017. So we're jumping ahead like 4 years, 3 years, something to that effect. 3.5 years.
Years.
But
for what?
So that we can cover the special Halloween episode, longer episode of the Mickey Shorts. So this particular show does feature the character designs as made famous by Paul Ruddish and crew, directed and put together by the same crew, all, you know, the same staff of people, but it was done as a 22-minute television show short. Still is running constantly on the Disney Channel this holiday week. Instead of listening to us do a commentary on the episode, it's one thing for us to do a commentary for a 3.5-minute short. It would be a little more difficult to listen to for a 22-minute long episode of the show, intended for a 30-minute TV spot. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch the show. as we get to parts that are interesting, we're going to stop it. We're going to talk about it and restart it. So we will tell you exactly where we're going. But here's one of the tricks of this particular episode. Most of the Mickey shorts are available for free online. Go to YouTube, look up Mickey shorts, type in the episode you want, and there you go. It's easy to find them. This one, not so much, because it's intended as a 30-minute cartoon. It's not just there for free. So you can go and you can purchase it.
And there is a Haunted Mansion holiday. If you never wrote it, you can write it.
Yes, but we're not going to talk about Haunted Mansion this holiday this week. Maybe we'll save that for another episode. But yeah, like I said, the show is constantly running on the Disney Channel, especially this week being Halloween week, so you can look it up there. Otherwise, you will need to purchase the show to watch it in its entirety, because it's not just on YouTube for free, as I said. So you can go to YouTube, but just look it up for purchase. I think that's done through Google Play. I'm a Mac guy, so I'm not sure. But it is available on Google Play. It's available on Amazon Prime. It's available on iTunes, all for $1.99. So you can watch it that way, or like I said, just go to Disney Channel, record it off of there. So because of that, again, where we can't just really share out a YouTube link and be like, watch it with us, but we will do the best we can to explain where we are in the show so you can understand the humor and how this all works. This is the first time we've really tried this particular format, so we'll see how it goes, but we can kind of gauge from there. So we're going to, essentially what happens in this show, spoiler alert, is Mickey is going to attempt to tell the spookiest ghost story ever. And it's going to take him three different times to get it hopefully right. So with each of the stories he's tell, we'll kind of, you know, do a quick explanation of what the story is. And then again, as we watch it, we'll stop and start and see how that goes. So before we get into it too much, let me just do all the traditional stuff to make sure we understand what's happening here. Official show summary. For Halloween, Mickey plans to tell scary stories to Donald, Goofy, Huey, Dewey, Louie, Marty, and Ferdy Fieldmouse. However, his attempt goes downhill as his stories don't seem to be scary enough. So there's your quick synopsis. There's a few names in here you may not recognize. Those of Marty and Ferdy. Marty and Ferdy can be a little bit confusing because they're like younger Mickey Mouses. And they look a lot like Mickey Mouse, but they're different.
They're like cool Donald Ducks.
Exactly. Almost like Donald Duck's nephews, but there's Mickey's nephews. And so, yeah, they're just like little Mickey Mouses running around. This is the very first time that these two have made their appearance in this particular special. So they are new characters, but just like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, they are little troublemakers and little rascal kids. The story this week is by Derek Bachman. He kind of supervised everything. It was written by Derek Bachman, Alonzo Ramirez Ramos, Paul Ruddish, Eddie Trigueros, and Dave Wasson. Storyboarded by Alonzo Ramirez Ramos, Eddie Trigueros, and Dave Wasson. And directed, three directors this week. I'm guessing one director for each of the stories, because they're all different in style and tone. And those are Alonzo Ramirez Ramos, Eddie Trigueros, and Dave Wasson. So again, find some place to find this episode. That's going to sound a little bit confusing. Find it somewhere. Pay the $1.99. It's worth it. It's good to have in your library, because we watch this constantly during the Halloween season. All right, so Keaton, shall we fire up some Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Now, like I said, we're going to be stopping and starting, so we'll see how this goes. The spooky sound. Executive producer Paul Ruddish, yay!
Oh, that scared
me. It's the Disneyland wolf! And this clever intro song as we introduce the town that we are in. All these kids are out trick-or-treating, lots of fun little costume nods. Mickey, what's Mickey dressed as? He's dressed as Yodelberg. His yodeling outfit from early on in the show. They're ringing doorbells. Horse collar. Okay. Whoa, she just gave them a whole bunch of hay. A hay bale, which crushed the kids. Because I guess a horse would find that good. Oh, and one of the... he got a fish out of the pail. I can't remember what that's called all of a sudden. Oh, apparently Donald's scared of spiders. It's just his nephews scaring him.
Oh, Mick, you really went whole hog this Halloween.
Now, a recurring joke that's starting up right almost at the two-minute mark. I don't know where this came from, but throughout, we keep coming up with the fact that Mrs. Johnson is in the house with these guys. So, for instance, one of the trio of Donald's nephews says, "Ooh, I got this from Mrs. Johnson." The next one says, "I got this from Mrs. Johnson." The third one says, "I brought Mrs. Johnson herself." And, of course, she's in the room, which they keep reusing this gag, but it's...
Check it out. I got two jumbo candy bars from Mrs. Johnson. That's nothing. I got a whole box of candy bars from Mrs. Johnson. Yeah, well, I got Mrs. Johnson.
Little old ladies are the sweetest.
Thanks for letting us crash at your place tonight, Nick. I can't wait for the surprise.
Oh, it's gonna be great. It's got spills. It's got chills. It's got thrills.
Well, I just hope there's no goblins in it.
Just under 2:35, we make a Gremlins reference in the fact that you can't feed them after midnight.
His watch is a clock.
His watch is a clock. That is spooky, too. How does that work?
Huey, Dewey, Louie, Morty, Ferdy, who's ready for the perfect treat to top off this spooktacular Halloween?
Scary stories like Mick.
Well, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but...
Steamboat Willie!
Huh, thanks, Steamboat! Okay, let's do it!
Just outside of Mickey's window, ironically, sits a boat that looks just like Steamboat Willie. Another nod to classic animation.
Just a little more.
So Mickey is now setting the scene. He's pulling the curtains. He's going to now start to introduce his most frightening of tales.
Ahem. Before we begin, it would be unkind to present this tale without just a word of friendly warning.
Now, funny side note, Keaton, you will not understand this reference because you're little. But what Mickey is doing here is he's introducing the stories he's about to tell. And this is very much a tribute to Alfred Hitchcock, who used to introduce his own scary stories much in the same way. For instance, he did this back with Psycho in 1960. They were worried about how the audience might react to the movie, so they filmed Alfred Hitchcock introducing the movie as a way to try to not freak people out as much. So this is a direct copy of Hitchcock right here.
It's one of the strangest stories ever told.
In fact, Mickey's channeling the voice of Hitchcock.
It might even horrify you. It was a dark, stormy night.
That scared me.
In the castle of Dr. Victor Goofenstein.
Donald! What happened to Donald?
So we have a traditional Frankenstein parody here. Donald is Igor. Goofy is Dr. Frankenstein. And they are creepy. What's going to happen when they wheel him all the way up to the sky and he gets struck by lightning?
A storm raged outside the castle.
Give my creature...
Right out of Frankenstein. We know how this is going to end. Down he comes, smoldering.
It lives. It lives!
And what do we have?
What?
I'm alive!
What?
I'm loving it!
happening here? We're getting a musical number? What is happening? They're singing. Now there's a disco ball. Donald is doing disco dancing. Mickey's on roller skates. Mickey Frankenstein in sparkling... jazz hands?
What was that?
Uncle Mickey, what's wrong with you?
Exactly,
you
thank
you. You said you were going to tell a scary story.
That was a funny story.
Sorry, I just got on a roll there. Roll, get it?
See, I'm not the only one making dad jokes here.
Scary story! Scary story! Scary story!
All right, well, that was story number one. All right, so hold on before we get into the... All right, so Keaton, thoughts on story number one?
I kind of liked it when you were surprised.
Yeah, it was surprising. It was funny. Okay, so it started off spooky. He was doing pretty good there for a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
But then where did things go wrong?
That's alive.
Yeah, when he became alive, that's when things suddenly went sour because Mickey started singing. So I think there's a lesson to this story. You can't have musical numbers in a truly scary story. It just doesn't work. So that was story number one. Let's see if Mickey can redeem himself in story number two.
So you guys want a really scary story, huh?
Yes, we do.
Remember, you asked for it.
Scare us, Mickey.
Long ago.
Relax. Listen. If you're going to tell a really scary story, you need visual
aids. Okay, so here's what's happening here. Mickey is trying to tell the story. Donald and Goofy have lost a little faith in Mickey's storytelling ability after the last musical dance number from the 70s with sparkling bodysuit. So, as Mickey is telling the story, Donald and Goofy are going to suddenly interject, attempt to make the story better with their version of the story, which the animation will then follow, which is funny because, you know, Mickey will say, oh, the castle was guarded by dogs, and Donald will be like, wolves! And Goofy will one-up it and go, werewolves! And it'll just, you know, match within the animation. So the story's constantly evolving for those of you that can't see the visuals of it, which makes it fun.
Okay, it was a dark and stormy night. A heavy fog hung low to the ground when suddenly, out of the marsh, arose a horrible swamp man!
Okay, Goofy just scared himself silly with a sock puppet. Now he's hiding under the couch.
Goofy. What an idiot. Let me do it.
Now Donald's gonna try it. But he's speaking duck with a flashlight under his head. The kids are booing him. This is not going well. Fine.
As I was saying, long ago, in a time of darkness, an ancient evil set about to enslave the world. The Prince of Vampires. But one man dared to end this evil and save all mankind. His name, Van Mousing. The bravest, most dashing vampire hunter in the world.
Oh, and he had a partner, Dipworth Goofington the Third. He was even braverster and more dashing-er.
And Drunk the Drunk, the best of the best.
All right, so we've got our trio of characters. They're riding one big horse. Nope, they're riding three horses. Nope, now they're in a carriage, because again, Donald and Goofy are now trying to, you know, one-up Mickey's storytelling ability.
We're losing them. I'll skip to the good part. Oh, suddenly, they arrive at the vampire's lair. Each hunter wielded their weapon of choice. Van Mousing, a crossbow loaded with wooden bolts. Goofy! Puffington, garlic, and steaks.
Steaks?
Not those kind of steaks.
Yeah, they was T-bones. He also brandished a dazzling array of cooking utensils.
And McQuack was an expert with vampire bats. There was but one problem.
One of the things I love about this particular story is the fact that Donald Duck plays a role where he's like most regular audience members. There are certain tropes in horror films that, you know, just drive you nuts. And then Donald's going to be the one guy who's like, screw this, I'm just doing it this way. So for instance, we just saw a bat. Something turned into a bat right in front of Donald. And instead of him running away in fright, he's like, screw this. And he just hits it with a baseball bat. We're going to see this a lot. They're going to set up all of these elaborate jokes. And then Donald Duck's like, screw it. I'm just doing things my way, which is just funny because he's acting the way I think a real person would act. Granted, we wouldn't be sitting in front of a castle, but, you know, a haunted castle for that matter. Just count me out. But when Donald's there, he just wreaks all havoc by saying, forget this giant maze. I'm just going to whack through right in the middle of it. But we'll get there in a second.
The men and the estate was an endless winding.
So here's this giant maze. How can we get through this giant maze?
Many a man had gone insane, their minds lost in the
And this is when Donald's like, screw it. And he just busts right through the middle of it.
No sooner had they all right. reached the castle when they made another terrifying discovery. The entrance was guarded by vicious, bloodthirsty hounds.
Wait. Howdy, boys.
Earlier, we had a pun on the word steak. Goofy established that they were T-bones, and that's what's saving the day! And hot sauce. Which makes the dogs explode!
See? Told you they were the right kind of steaks.
With the werewolves vanquished, they still had to find a way through the castle doors. They were locked, solid oak, and 1 foot thick, obviously crafted by the army.
What are they gonna do? And Donald with his bat. He just beats down the door. He's shushing him right out of Yodelberg once again. Now we get inside the creepy castle. There's a coffin right at the front. What's inside? Oh, it's the vampire.
No thanks. I eat it with my steak. So delicious.
Goofy had the steak. He has garlic breath. It's killing them. Wait, where's the vampire? So, story fast forward. Mickey, Donald, and Goofy are now fighting the vampire. It's this big epic battle. It's going back and forth. We don't know who's going to win. It's getting kind of crazy. And suddenly Mickey looks at his watch and he realizes that it is after 6 o'clock in the morning, which means it's dawn, which means he can open up those windows, the giant curtains, let in a bunch of light and turn the vampire into dust, which is exactly what he does. But that's when he reveals this big secret twist.
For during the heat of battle, Van Mousing had been bitten.
Say it ain't so.
And now,
do you know what that makes Mickey now?
A vampire. Vampire.
What? Vampire. Nobody saw that coming.
We all saw it coming.
Well, I saw it coming, and I can't see a thing.
That wasn't there's old Lady Johnson again.
You guys are She's super back. Scary!
You stink!
Alright, the kids are now throwing tomatoes at Mickey. Apparently this story did not go well.
Don't look at me! You're the one that promised them the ultimate scary story!
Fellers, now's not the time to go pointing fingers, even though Mick did get us into this mess.
So, what'd you think of story number two, Keaton?
It was spooky.
It was spooky. But it was so predictable. All the typical monster tropes, fighting the vampire, then Mickey gets bit, which is going to make him the vampire. The kids saw right through that very easily. They're like, we've heard this story a million times. So what do we learn from this in our spooky storytelling? We learn that if you want to scare people, first of all, you can't use musical numbers, like we talked about last time. Second of all, you can't get into predictable storytelling. You've got to surprise the people. Let's get back to so that Mickey can figure out how he can solve this spooky story problem.
I just don't understand. Why can't I do this?
Face it, Mick. You come from the happiest place on Earth. You're just not capable of telling a scary story.
That's true.
Wait. I love this part. This is like the major complaint that so many people have had against the Walt Disney Company, and they are addressing it head on in this Mickey Mouse cartoon. Mickey Mouse is incapable of telling a scary story. All the people that want Disney to tell more hardcore, spooky, scary stories or action stories, you know, the R-rated variety, are like, Disney is incapable of producing the kind of content that we want. They're just family-friendly entertainment. And now Goofy is completely bringing this up. Mickey, you are completely incapable of telling a scary story. You come from the happiest place on Earth, which is what?
Disneyland.
Disneyland's the happiest place on Earth. So Goofy is completely quoting all of the haters out there who think that Disney can't tell edgier material, can't tell edgier stories, edgier material in their movies.
It's not your fault, you're a cream puff, a dandelion, a toot sweet, milksop.
All right, gosh, I get it.
Wait, I got four more. A goober smoocher, a yellow belly, a scaredy cat, and a mama's boy.
Well, I guess you're right. There is no way I can tell a scary story. I better get out there and tell the boys their Halloween is ruined.
Okay, the kids are completely destroying the house in their quest to have their scary story itch scratched here. And Goofy and Donald are just like, yeah, all right, good luck. Go for that. You take care of this. You started this. You can finish it, pal.
Stories of you, Mr. Lederhosen.
They called him Mr. Lederhosen because that's what he's wearing.
That's it!
And Mickey snaps.
So, you don't think I can tell a story that'll scare the pants off you, huh? Here we go! Once upon a time, there were five rotten kids! Real stinkers! In Lederhosen! And they loved to steal pie.
Pie?
Everyone. A butcher!
Story fast forward. So we've established that the five friends really, really like pies. But what's about to happen is they're about to smell some of the most amazingly awesome smelling pies they have ever smelled. They're going to become transfixed. They're going to become obsessed with these pies, which is going to lead them into a very Hansel and Gretel style situation where their desire of these pies is going to be their undoing as they're led to a trap.
They're floating! They're floating!
They're floating through the woods. What's going to happen to the little ducks?
They were possessed! Unable to resist!
Alright, so Donald and Goofy have now suddenly re-energized themselves and come back to hear the rest of the story. Maybe Mickey's on a roll this time.
They had reached the source of the scent.
Where are they at?
Oh, no.
We came to pay you for the pie. Oh, how kind.
Oh, they just kicked a lady out of her house. These guys deserve anything they get.
Don't split up! Why do they always do that?
Thank you, Goofy. Again, these guys are saying the things we're always saying. Don't split up in a horror movie. You don't split up, people.
What's happening?
One of them just grabbed through a portrait. One of them just got swung through a bookcase. One of them just got thrown down in a fiery pit. Oh, he's on a roll. Goofy and Donald are creeping in their boots.
I think we better get out of here.
Story fast forward. Four of the friends are captured. That leaves just Huey to try to figure out exactly what's going on. He comes into a room. He finds a giant pie. And that's when he confronts the witch, who reveals to him that she's cooking all the rest of his friends in the oven. she's making pies out of the little children. Disturbing much.
You must have guessed my secret ingredient.
Little boys?
Oh, I don't just pick any little boys. I pick the most snot-nosed, rotten little boys I can find. And you, Hilly, are the most rotten little boy I've come across. I have a nose for these.
And now, old Lady Minnie is changing into a witch. She's threatening him with a rolling pin. Out he runs. Oh, now she's drinking to a spider. Ooh, she's throwing forks at him. Fast forward, Huey and the witch are now going to duke it out. The witch keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And Huey is just about to succumb to the witch. She throws him into a pie plate. She covers him with a pie crust. And that's right when Mickey throws a blanket over all those watching the story, making them feel like they were getting a crust too, causing this reaction right here. Donald and Goofy freak out. The storytelling is going really well. Even their spirits, their ghosts, are freaking out. They're crying. They're running in circles. And Mickey is sitting there smugly in the middle going, and you told me I couldn't tell you a scary story.
Tell a scary story. Another Halloween successfully put to bed. You're welcome.
Congratulations, Mickey. You just traumatized your entire family. He just opened the door and there's a lady with a pie. Mickey's eyes just boing out of his head. He goes shooting out. Now he's just as scared as the rest of the crew.
It was the ultimate scary story, Uncle Mickey.
Who was that
you
at the door?
You want to hear another one? Good, me neither.
What's up with Mickey?
Underneath the lady mask was Minnie and Daisy.
What kind of pie is it? Pumpkin.
With a pumpkin pie. And of course, the pumpkins all now collapse when they realize that they had a pumpkin pie. The pumpkins were the one that was murdered. We got through it. All right, what'd you think of that last story?
It was spooky, really, really spooky.
What was the spookiest part?
When they all got lost.
Yeah, they all got lost. I don't know. To me, the spookiest part was when they're shoving through the pie crust in the oven, and you can tell that she's cooking the pies out of the kids. Very disturbing. Oh, now Keaton is hiding underneath his covers. So what do you think, buddy? Did Mickey Mouse did he succeed in his quest to tell a scary story?
Yes.
Come out from underneath the covers, you goober. All right, so let's recap the lessons we learned. Number one, don't tell a scary story with a musical number. Number two, don't make it so predictable that everybody knows exactly what's going to happen, like Mickey did with the vampire story. And number three, if you really want to tell a good scary story, take the people that you're telling the scary story to and put them into the middle of the action so that they're thinking it's happening to them, and you could have a great success. There's quality storytelling. There's a chance to tell three stories. We get to learn a little bit about what makes a good story, and we get lots of demented humor. I mean, there was throwbacks, like I said, to Alfred Hitchcock, to Gremlins, to past Disney movies, just all over the place. I love the amount of references to past entertainment that get thrown into this particular Mickey series. So awesome job, Paul Ruddish and crew, for making a Halloween episode to remember. Now, Keaton, with all of that said, it's time for a Halloween version of
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
All right, Keaton, what kind of Halloween goodness do you have for us this week?
How can you tell a vampire has a cold?
How can you tell a vampire has a cold?
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking back to last week's punchline. 10 tickles again?
She starts coughing.
She starts coughing. Ugh. You just saw that coffin in the second episode. All right. Nice job. She starts coughing. Good job, Keaton, with
Keaton's joke of the week.
All right, Keaton, did you have a good time with this week's Halloween Spooktacular?
Yes, I can't wait for Christmas.
Yes, we have big plans for Christmas, too. And Keaton's birthday, which is coming up in November in just a few short weeks. So let's wrap things up. Remember to follow the show. Just go to www.mickeyshortsandmore.com, or you can subscribe to the show and listen to all of our past episodes. Find us on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Google Play, on Stitcher, or subscribe through your podcast player of choice. Just search for Mickey Shorts and More, and you'll find us. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and again, just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More. Email the show or call us if you'd like to participate and give your own commentary. Email us at mickeyshortsandmore@gmail.com, or you can call our voicemail hotline at 541-321-0472. Next week, it's back to the romance, kind of, with the adorable couple, which means Mickey and Minnie may have to fight. So, thanks everyone for listening. Have a very happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye bye, everyone.
And thanks for listening to our Halloween Spooktacular.
Bye. Da 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 da